Good morning, listeners. You're tuning into Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong, stepping in with the morning interview and also wishing Justin Timberlake a happy birthday. A piece of news that was just shared with me by our guest this morning, and she knows because it's also her birthday. This is Holly Marban. She's Search's health educator. Good morning and happy birthday.
Hi, Emily. Thank you.
I hope that was a good audio present for
you. It was. Thank you.
And also Doug Osborne, health promotion director at Sitka Community Hospital.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you two have combined forces on a lot of different initiatives in town, but this month for February, it is the Winter Clean Commute Challenge. It's a lot of words. How do people participate and what is it? Holly?
So the Winter Clean Commute Challenge is a combined force between, it's a partnership between Search and Sitka Community Hospital, as well as the Sitka Health Summit's goal to reduce carbon emissions in Sitka, and also the Sitka Community Bicycle Friendly Coalition and Walk Friendly. So we're all coming together to try to prevent 500 pounds of carbon from emitting into the atmosphere in Sitka, and encourage people to be a little bit more active this month and keep in mind safety as well. So we're encouraging people to bike or walk for even just one trip during the month of February that they normally would have taken using a gas-powered vehicle. And when they do that, they can just log the miles that they bike or walk and send it to us at sitkacleancommute@gmail.com. And they'll be entered into a raffle for prizes, and we will also convert or do some calculations on how many pounds of carbon they kept out of the atmosphere just based on however many miles they rode. So it's pretty exciting.
Okay, mm-hmm. So for logging your miles, you're supposed to email sitkacleancommute@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is there a paper application for logging miles? It's only through email?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how does the math break down? How are you going to be calculating each ride or car trip that's swapped?
It's very ballpark.
Yeah.
So we have what the average car emits per mile. And so we'll use that. And there's a lot of differences depending on what kind of vehicle. And so there is a lot, but we're going to ballpark it. But the intent, it's just a fun fitness challenge in February where people forego their gas cars. And then every Friday they enter and they can win some great prizes, and then we'll do the calculations. And so with the goal of 500 pounds of CO2, we'll need some people to participate. So if you're listening and you have a little trip, maybe it's just a half a mile, think about walking, and then you can record and help us with our community goal, but also win at an individual level.
And it seems like what's unique about this challenge too is it's cumulative across mm-hmm. the whole community. So you could do it once mm-hmm. and still be an active participant in it.
Absolutely.
What are why is this challenge important to you both as advocates for health in this community?
Oh, goodness. Well, I mean, obviously there's the priority of reducing carbon emissions and supporting our climate as we're seeing some climate change happen. Supporting our water, supporting the air, obviously. But on top of that, I just would really love to see the community be more active. And I also see that when folks are biking and walking more often in the community, they're more social with each other, and we support each other more, and we're more connected in ways that we wouldn't otherwise be if we were just driving past each other in the car and, you know, having no communication. So I think that's a big piece of it.
Those accidental run-ins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
With the streets being kind of wintry, what are some tips for wintertime biking?
Doug, do you want to take this?
Well, I think initially a decision of, is it a better trip to bike or to walk? So for example, today I got up and I wasn't sure, so I just walked in. And I think when you're walking, having those spikies or some kind of personal traction, that can make a big difference. So I really encourage people to look, and they sell them several places in town, as low as $15. So having some personal traction and walking. So the first decision on biking is, should I bike or should I walk? And then even while you're biking, you may decide, you know, I'm not sure, I'm just going to walk this portion of it. So when in doubt, walk, I think, is a better strategy to keep you upright. If you are going to bike, I was like taking back streets, and I have a winter bike that has studded tires, and I think that that helps. And so I think just taking it slow, following the same rules of road you would as a car. But I think with biking or walking, taking the scenic route has some advantages.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard you recently did that, right, in order to take a trip?
Oh, yeah. We had an event yesterday at the library, and everybody was just talking about why they liked doing it. It was saving money or fitness, and it was being outside and hearing things. And I just shared that I work at the community hospital, and I walked home. I live by the roundabout, and I decided to take the scenic route. So I got on the cross trail at the high school. And as I was walking, it's beautiful, and trees, and hearing ravens, and seeing some people. And I just thought, wow, out of all the people in America who commuted home, I may have had one of the best commutes in the whole country. Because here I am in the forest, and it's just beautiful and nice. So walking is fantastic. And in Sitka, it's a great way to get around. I mean, I noted this morning I walked here, and I estimated how long it would be. And I thought, oh, it'll probably take me like 15 minutes. It only took 8.5 minutes. So the times are usually less than we think, and the weather is usually better. It's been beautiful, so mm-hmm. It's a great time to get outside and enjoy some beautiful outdoor experiences in Sitka.
Absolutely.
And maybe win some prizes.
Oh, yeah.
And help with the community goal.
Totally. Yeah, let's talk about that community goal. This challenge is kind of unique compared to other walking, biking, pedestrian mm-hmm. challenges in that it ties in with the environment. You mentioned that it is a goal of the Sitka Health Summit, Community Health Summit, to reduce carbon emissions in the community. So what are some other projects that the CO2 group is working on? How has their progress been so far since the Health Summit?
It's been great. In October, we selected this as a goal and have started meeting at the Island Institute. They've sort of adopted this new action group. And the initial push was towards heating your home with using an energy efficient heat pump. And so the first project, me and Holly are both on the Health Summit, and when a goal happens, they each get $2,000. And so their initial expenditure was to help with the demo project at Hames, and they put in a heat pump, and they calculated that will save 5 tons of CO2 from going into the atmosphere every year. So that was an exciting push, and there's a website called SitkaRainPower.org, and that got fired up with Brant Brantman and the support of the group, so people can check that out. So initially it started with looking at how to heat our homes and use more of the clean, renewable mm-hmm. local electricity we have here, mm-hmm. and then now we've taken this into a physical activity with this February challenge. But the group is up and running. Their next meeting's coming up in a couple weeks. People are welcome to join, but a lot of excitement. And the neat thing about a challenge like this is we have this supporting this Health Summit goal, we have this environmental benefit with CO2, but it's also less in terms of vehicle exhaust, which is a huge health concern. And it also is increasing fitness, and you're also improving the social connections that Holly was talking about. So it's just benefit after benefit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the Winter Clean Commute Challenge officially begins tomorrow.
Yeah.
I wish I had an air horn of some kind.
Or a bike but, goal.
Or more Justin Timberlake to play.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you both so much for coming in and sharing this challenge with us. The miles logged for those who bike or walk to work can be emailed to sitkacleancommute@gmail.org.
No, gmail.com.
Gmail.com. You know why? It's because I'm always saying our website, kcaw.org, where we will post this interview later.
Oh, good.
And awesome. Provide some information about how to participate in this challenge, which is happening throughout the month of February. Holly Marban is Search's health educator, and Doug Osborne, Sitka Community Hospital's health promotion director. Thank you both so much for coming
in.
Thank you.